Subject, stay friends or end all of the relationship. Hi, Mr. Harvey and Miss Strawberry. Just recently, my best friend and I had a serious falling out. He has always been a part of my life during the most important moments of my life. He was my first love, my date to senior prom. He attended my graduation and was also present at the hospital when my daughter was born. Around August of last year, he and I started getting closer and moving in the direction of a relationship. He was calling me his wife, my daughter his daughter, my family his family, and he would tell me how much he loved and adored me. About 2 weeks ago, I started seeing posts on my Facebook newsfeed about he and another young lady that were on the romantic level, and also pictures of them together with him calling her my love, the same thing he called me. I confronted him about it. He pretty much said that the relationship they were forming was the baggage that was keeping us from making it official. I say it was not baggage, it's simply a relationship. I made it clear that I was not up for being a second choice or a sideline chick. He told me he was going to be in a relationship, period, and I would have to deal with it. He said he can't say goodbye, so he hopes to see me soon. I just responded by saying I forgive him and I will always be his friend. Did I overreact? Should I just cut all ties with him? What makes you think you overreacted on this one? You thought your life was going one way with this guy, meaning you were thinking you guys were a couple and were headed toward a future together. And then you found out through Facebook and not through him that it was apparently all in your mind because those weren't his plans at all. So no, I don't think you overreacted. I personally think you did good, girl, because you forgave him and said that you would always be his friend. I think that was very big of you. But now, having said all of that, you have to move on. There is no relationship between you and this guy, no romantic relationship, not anymore, even though he said he hopes to see you soon. But he's in a relationship with someone else that he's calling his love. And you don't want to be a sideline chick or anything like that, so it's time for you to move on. You don't owe him anything. You don't owe him friendship. You don't owe him anything. So I think you should move on because I don't think he has acted much like a friend in this situation. So move on, all right? Steve?
Well, should I stay friends or end all the relationship? Your question at the end was, did I overreact? Should I just cut all ties with him? That's basically the bottom line of this letter. Did you overreact? You know, I don't really understand you. You're the type of person that allows people to run over you. You're the type of person who has a very passive, non-aggressive attitude in life and about everything. And I'll tell you how I notice about you. This guy has always been a part of your life. You all had a serious falling out, but he was your first love. Your date to the senior prom, he attended my graduation, was also present at a hospital when my daughter was born. Now, you didn't say if it was his or someone else's. I'm assuming it's someone else's since you said my daughter. Then August of last year, you and him started getting closer and moving in the direction of a relationship. I'm sorry. Was he not your first love? I'm sorry. Haven't you all had relations before? I'm sorry. This is all I'm thinking about. Now, he started calling you his wife, your daughter his daughter, your family his family, and he would tell me how much he loved and adored you. Okay. 2 weeks ago, you started seeing posts on your Facebook news feed about he and another young woman on a romantic level and also pictures of them together and him calling her my love. The same thing he called me. Then you confronted him about it. He said that the relationship they were forming was the baggage that was keeping us from making it official. I say it was not baggage. It's simply a relationship. I made it clear that I was not up for being a second choice or a sideline chick. Ooh. Ooh. You told him. Most people who are sleeping with men and find out that the men are sleeping with other people have a little bit stronger reaction than this. I made it clear I was not up for being second choice or a sideline chick. Excuse me. See, he wasn't talking and treating you like that. He's calling you his wife, your daughter his daughter, your family his family. This ain't no, you ain't gonna be no sideline chick or no second choice. You were the one you thought. So then after you tell him that, him taking advantage of your pious, non-aggressive attitude, guess what he said? He told me he was going to be in a relationship, period, and I would have to deal with it. That's what he told you after you found the pictures, another chick on the side that he calling my love. He told you, you just had to deal with it. He said he can't say goodbye, so he hopes to see me soon. And then your response was, I just responded by saying I forgive him and I will always be his friend. What? Excuse me. Did I miss an entire section of letter? Is there a big hunk of life that you leaving out? Because you have got to be the coolest person I've ever met in life that's been scorned. You've heard the saying, hell have no fury like a woman scorned. You've been scorned, but you forgive him and said I'll always be his friend. You know what the real problem is? You're too damn nice. And he know that. And he taking advantage of you. And he doing what you want to do. Now you trying to figure out if you overreacted.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.